Blog Talk Radio.
Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
And work it up to that. I mean, it's just, I do a thing on my weekly news wrap up, and every week I just, it's very easy to find headline, you know, retail sales down, housing starts down, retail housing missed its mark, a housing crisis declining, unemployment rising. Real unemployment, manufacturing declining, a Baltic Dry Index going down. What does all that tell you?
That's the first wave of how we think this is going to unfold. It's the deflationary wave that happens first. Deflation for us isn't prices going down. It's money and credit collapsing or falling. So China was one of the largest engines of global growth. I'm using air quotes here. The reason why is that China had the most explosive growth in credit of any nation on the planet during this period of time. They went from around $8 trillion to $26 trillion of domestic credit in just 5 or 6 short years. It was astonishing. Well, what did they do with all that credit? Well, they built ghost cities and high-speed rail trains and alternative energy installations and dams. They put a lot of it into infrastructure. That drove up the price of all kinds of things. We saw that in the price of copper, going from basically almost $1.50 a pound to as high as $4.50 a pound. We saw oil shooting up during that same period. We saw cement, steel, everything just going up in price. That's over. That's been actually unwinding and collapsing. Those commodities are coming down. You mentioned several of the key indicators around that. The Baltic Dry Index, which would be the ships that are actually shipping the dry goods like iron ore from point A to point B. There's no demand for those ships. There's too much capacity. That part of the boom is over, so the credit creation is the thing we really care about in that story. Credit creation goes first, the commodities follow second. Credit creation gets destroyed or it's not happening as fast, and we see the commodities follow that as well. That's the real large story. We believe that the larger headline stock indexes of the world are not telling the right story. Somebody, we don't know who, has decided that, for instance, Amazon went from $300 a share at the beginning of the year to over $660 last I checked. That's an extraordinary increase for a company that has yet to return anything that looks like a profit. Who cares? But, you know, that's the nature of the game right now. We're seeing companies get valued at these extraordinary levels we don't understand. Well, quietly, if you're paying attention, all kinds of distress from what we would call the real world, the real economy, where real wealth is actually added. Let's not forget, Amazon's a great company, love what they do, but they're a reseller. When we look at where the products are actually produced and all of the statistics around that, we see everything you mentioned. Demand is down, supply is down, you know, that's the underlying story. So we think the first part of the story is you're going to see these credit instruments get wiped out, and it could be a sovereign default. It could be, you know, who's first? That's the question in the world. Is it going to be Venezuela? Is it going to be Brazil? Could it be Turkey, right? Interesting story about where Turkey is vis-a-vis also this Russian jet that got shot down, right? But we don't know. So if we have a big Russian, a sovereign default that's in one of these countries, that could be the trigger. Maybe it's a company. Maybe it's a Glencore to be a repeat of Lehman. We don't know. But we do know that there's going to be a collapse in the credit, and then we'll have the next stage of this where the central banks freak out one more time and pour more money into the markets. We believe this time giving it to people like you and me, put it on Main Street, and that's when we would say we're going to see that final catastrophic rush out the narrow doorways with everybody. Like, my advice is once the Federal Reserve sends you and me money, whether it's a tax rebate or a check, doesn't matter, that you should run, not walk, and buy anything you possibly can with that as fast as possible, because that's the next stage of this story. But stage one, collapse.
All praise is due to Allah. Now, brothers and sisters, as I said to you before, they changed the intro, they put this clip on, but we're going to use this to our advantage. We got to deal with this all the time, and you're going to see and hear more of this editing the show and messing with the show, because we're seeing America being battered and beaten by the winds of time and prophecy and the economic collapse. But we will open up in the name of Allah, as always. In the name of Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, all. Assalamu alaikum. Now, the name of this show is This Is the Time. You can smell the fear in the air. Can't you smell it? Look at what's taking place in this show. Do you not see them always messing with the show? They smell the fear. They don't care about the few thousand that listen to other shows. They think about the few thousand that listen to this show because they know that you're going to get the correct understanding. You're going to see the light of the American implosion and collapse of power and the removal of Anglo or white power universally, because this is the time. And as you've already seen, you can smell the fear in the air. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, we're going to try to get right back in this thing real quick because they ate up a lot of our time with this clip, okay? So what I want you to understand is that the reason that white America, the reason that Blog Talk Radio is doing this, the reason that the presidential administration, the whole government of America is doing this, because they don't have time. They know that the time is limited. They don't have an infinity amount of time that they thought they had once upon a time. They thought that they could do all and create all the hell and mischief that they wanted to without repercussion. But they knew, the elite knew, that they had a window of time to do these things. And they thought that they would become wise enough in this limited window of time to overcome prophecy and the word of God. And now they are looking into the reality and seeing that every move that they've made, God has already made counter moves to undercut their power and to metastasize that which they are trying to rid themselves of and make it that much worse. We're seeing this in real time. You're looking at the collapse of America power, American power in real time. You're looking at the collapse of white power globally in real time. You're looking at the destruction of an entire thought process, a culture, a people, and a world in real time. And you're looking at the establishment of a new world, new thought, new government, new God, and new people in a real time. And this is the time. You can smell the fear in the air. I want you to listen close to this clip. I'm going to try to get into some clips today because I have about 20, 30 clips on this thing. And I'm going to try to get into a few, just a few of them, just to give you an understanding of the fear in white America, the fear in the Anglo power structure, whether it be in Australia or New Zealand, or whether it be in Canada or America or Europe. There's a growing level of uncertainty and fear because they see everything that was once under their dominion and domination rising up against them and challenging them at every turn, at every corner. And this is what the Bible says, that Adam would have over 6 days or 6,000 years to labor. But on the seventh day or the 7,000 years, he would be put to rest. Well, he's being put to rest as we speak by degrees from which most cannot perceive. And they are fearing something major underway, as I tell the people. And now, Jim Rogers, Nomi Frims, a whole bunch of them are now admitting that this will be multitudes of events taking place, but it would happen in such succession that you would think that it would be one. But the dominoes, they call it, the cascading of dominoes falling. This is what we're seeing today. And I've been telling you this since the show started, that there will be a multitude of cascading events that will devastate the white power structure, that will devastate the world as you know it, because this is the time. And in this 60 to not exceed 70 year grace period, when I say time, brothers and sisters, you have to, and when I tell you that this is it, don't think that you're going to go to your bathroom and come back in and then everything is over. No, we're dealing with time. There's a time frame to look at. There's a time frame to study. And in this time frame, this is it. So, how he said that Hillary Clinton, in his opinion, will win the presidency. And he gives you all of the facts about this. He talks about because she's this and she's that. Then he tells you, but the only way Mr. Trump wins the election is that he strikes a backdoor deal with the powers that be. I want you to listen close to this. This is right before they selected Trump, okay? And then we're going to go into something else. These are short clips here, only 3 and 4 minute clips. But I want you to listen close to this because this has to do with the economic situation. This has to do with the geopolitical situation. This has to do with the collapse of American power and the fear that is in the elite. And this has to do with the unfolding and the fulfillment of prophecy. Okay? Pay close attention to this. I think it's 3 minutes, 39 seconds.
Without any question, in my judgment, following America's most contentious, tumultuous election season, that went back to mid-2015, so it's been ongoing for well over a year, close to a year and a half. November 8th is Election Day in America. What the New York Times and other media scoundrels, as I call them, say often, American elections aren't rigged. They're honest. So what Trump is saying about rigged elections is just hyperbole. It doesn't hold water. Well, the New York Times and the other media scoundrels are covering up point fact. I've written on this topic going back to as early as the election, I believe, of 1824. I believe that was the first one that I mentioned, that a U.S. election was rigged. But U.S. election rigging is notorious and longstanding. This is what happens time and again. In the old days, the technology that exists today wasn't around, so they had to do it the old-fashioned way. You know, ballot box stuffing or erasing ballots or mysterious votes turning up, others disappearing, stuff like that. But with the advantages of modern technology, you could rig elections with electronic ease and a whole lot of other mischievous tricks. I honestly believe the election is rigged for Hillary, and anybody claiming that U.S. elections are honest simply doesn't know what they're talking about. They most certainly are not dishonest. American voters are disenfranchised without their knowledge. It simply doesn't matter how they vote. It's how the public, the power structure in America decides the way major elections will turn out. Minor ones can go anyway because they don't amount to anything. But major elections for U.S. president and the top positions in the U.S. House and Senate, along with appointed offices for America's high court, the power structure in America, what some people call the deep state, people there decide how the nation will be run. And Americans going to the polls thinking their vote counts are living in a dream world. Doesn't count at all. Voting in America literally is a waste of time because it doesn't matter. Voters want one thing and the country turns out another way. I think the election was rigged for Hillary. And the only way I see Trump having a chance to win is if the power structure decided she's too tainted, she's too damaged to go on and become U.S. president. And they cut a deal with Trump, getting him to renounce everything he said in his stump campaigning to go along with their agenda, which means dirty business as usual, aggressive wars and all the rest. If he agreed to go along with that, meaning if he doesn't, they'll eliminate him, which they can do very easily. If he's willing to do that, and if Hillary is too damaged goods to allow to become president, that's the only way Trump could win. Well, he wouldn't win. He'd be anointed. That's a long shot. I don't think it's happening. I don't think it will happen. I think when the final tally is made and the winner is announced, I think it'll be Hillary, and heaven help us all if that's the way it turns out. We could be looking at a doomsday scenario ahead. This is a war goddess who wants endless wars, including possible nuclear war on Russia, maybe China, maybe Iran.
You've heard him give you an analysis right before the election, and he said he believes that Hillary would squeak out a win. He said, but the only way that Trump could win is that behind closed doors, he makes a deal with the deep state. Well, you got to understand what the deep state means, okay? Now, according to the Wikipedia, it says the deep state means democratic coalitions within the political system or government composed of high-level elements within the intelligence service, the military, the security apparatus, the judiciary, and the mafia. This is what is written. And so we see that Trump was selected. So what did Mr. Levin say? The only way, right? All praise is due to Allah, for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. So you're getting an understanding of what's going on. And why is this going on? And what does this have to do with the economic collapse of America and the freedom of black America and blacks globally? Again, as we told you, Muhammad told us that Allah would break America down by degrees from which she cannot perceive. And it would be as though a cancer was eating up America. As a matter of fact, where's my message to the black man? And we can get it better. A message to the black man. And I can give it to you instead of piecing it apart. I can give it to you exactly how he wrote it. Okay? So, brothers and sisters, you bear with me. I'm picking up my message to the black man. And so we'll go through this, and I want you to pay close attention to what Elijah Muhammad says about America and the situation that she's in, okay? So we're here now. And he says this right here. Rise and fall of the Christian West. This is the title of it. And in this chapter, he writes, the fall of America is now visible and understandable, not only in the eyes of scholars and scientists, but even in the eyes and understanding of the ignorant. Stop right there. At one time, you could not tell any American and any so-called American that the dollar would be declined, that the dollar would be rejected universally around the world. At one time, you could not tell them that America would have a challenge to her military hegemony by little and big nations alike. You could not tell them 20, 30 years ago that America would not be the financier of the global economy. You cannot tell them that she would not be the number one manufacturer, the number one exporter, the number one importer, the number one in technology, the number one in all kinds of cyber technology. You can tell the people that. But now you're looking at it. 10, 15, 20 years ago, it was not as clear. But through the workings of the wheel of time, we now see what Elijah Muhammad had pronounced 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. You see, you can't get away from this truth. I don't care how much you try to run, Rashid Muhammad is going to track you down and snatch you by your shirt and drag you right back to the truth. Okay? So Muhammad says, long has Allah been gradually removing the power of the great and mighty America, while few have noticed it. So this just didn't happen by coincidence or all of a sudden. Long, he said. So this had been in a process for a good while. It didn't happen in the 50s or the 60s. This happened on the pronouncement from the Word of God thousands of years ago, long before America ever came to be. And it took the will of time to push forward events that would make manifest God's word, even though you cannot see it, understand it, or hear it. That's why some of you ignorant Negroes, I don't understand, I can't see that. Well, you can't see a lot of things. You can't see the molecules in your breathing space, but they're there. We have actual facts to prove that there's atoms and molecules all around you. But you can't see it with the physical eye. But then the white man comes and verifies that which Elijah Muhammad taught, and you will accept the white man's version, but you won't accept the man who had gone into the very DNA, the RNA, and the very essence of science before anyone had ever spoken of this stuff. This is the time. This is why you can smell the fear in the air, because God is making his word be, stand, and stand resolutely. So Muhammad says, long has Allah been gradually removing the power of the great and mighty America, while is delivering the host body over to death, Muhammad says. He brings powerful nations to a naught. And when it is discovered, it is like a growth of cancer that has been eating at the body for many years while the patient was unaware of it. Today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today, it is visibly understood that the fall of America cannot be checked, for the foundation has been removed. What foundation? What causes the fall of America? She has been detached from reality. Her senators, her politicians are still going off the feeling of what America used to be, the power that she used to wield, the economic wealth and might that she used to have. This is no more. She's being challenged everywhere. And she doesn't like that. And now that they're coming to the realization, there's an article that came out on Sputnik News yesterday about America's Congress did a study and saying that they fear China's rise. Well, we told you that. They fear that they're losing the edge to China. We told you that. They fear that China's military prowess is threatening America's hegemony around the world. We told you that. The yellow man is made to chase this white man down like he chased down our red Indian brother. This is what Elijah Muhammad said. They're talking about that China is one of the greatest threats to them economically, politically, militarily, and her influence is pushing back America's influence not only in Asia, but in Africa, even in Europe and in South America and Central America. We told you these things, but you could not see them. But that didn't mean that they weren't true. Time had to be the manifestation of this stuff. Time had to bring it about. So, again, he says, today it is visibly understood that the fall of America cannot be checked, for the foundation has been removed. Well, look at Detroit. Once the symbol of American ingenuity and economic prowess is now decayed and full of crime and corrupt and is falling down. Look at California. You know, there was an old saying that used to say, as California goes, so goes America. Why? Because of California is the economic engine to America. California, if it was a nation by itself, it would have the 8th largest GDP in the world. It is the largest in population. It is where all of the major shipping ports are. But look at California. The economy is now it's deteriorating. The port calls to the ships are becoming less and less. The cargo being delivered is less and less. This is a symbol of the decay and the rot of American power. And most of all, brothers and sisters, look at her educational system. She's defunding her nation. This is a plague. This is a plight, Muhammad says, that the wisest of the wise should look into, because the destruction of America's education means the destruction of America's government being able to educate and civilize the people. And so we see them reverting into madness and savagery all across America. And this yet is not the greatest pillar that was undercut to bring forth the fall of America. The greatest pillar to bring forth the fall of America is the undercutting of her greatest level of power, and that is the U.S. dollar. It has been undercut, undermined, and it is being beaten to a shred. I know that right now you're seeing in the market the dollar is the strongest thing up. Yeah, brothers and sisters, but you have all these market manipulators. This is the lull before the storm. So as I said to you, when I say this is the time, brothers and sisters, don't think that you go in the bathroom and come out and then everything is just over. You have to look at this according to the time, okay? And we have a 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period. And all hell is going to start breaking loose in this 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period. And thereafter, what you see in the 60s and not exceed 70 will look like child's play after that time is up. This is where we're moving to. So you have to look at this and don't take this and say, oh, see, Brother Rashid says such as. No, you got to look at it in its entirety. That's why I give it to you in the context of what is being said. But those of you who have limited understanding, those of you who have ulterior motives and ulterior goals, you hear the allegorical part, and that's the part you take. of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, we see these things, and we see the fall of America. We're looking at the infrastructure. We're looking at the political system. We're looking at the justice system. You've never seen these things happen before all at one time. There's a great explosion. Do you know, black man and black woman, that America right now, I know you don't know because it's not on the news, it's not in your newspaper, it's not on the sports channel, it's not on the fight channel, so I know most of you don't know. But do you know right here and right now, America is experiencing the greatest uprising in the prison in the history of the nation outside of the slave rebellions? You know that? Do you know right now, all across America, there are boycotts and protests within the prison system that is not getting out? It's in almost every state. It's a domino effect. You don't see that on the news because they don't want you to see that America is catching hell within our own borders. Right? But listen, all of this we see, look at the political divide, look at the racial divide. Look at the educational divide. Look at the economic divide and how it continues to get greater and greater and greater and greater. And all of these things are different elements to produce revolution. That's what the message says. It will keep on going until they produce revolution. Didn't he say that? Matter of fact, he said something to the likes of them. Where's the book at? Talking to you, if it comes to me, I have to go to it. I must don't have it right here in one of those books. I have so many books around here. Well, I don't have time to stand up right now and go to my bookshelf right here, but I want you to listen to this clip here. This is going into the situation with Trump, his supporters, the true feeling of what's going on. And I want you to pay close attention to what this man says. He's talking about Trump supporters are driven by white fear. Now, this is not to give you hopes on Hillary Clinton. We don't like none of them. What I'm telling you is that I'm trying to lay down something so that you can see the pathway and what's going on down the road, so that you can avoid the pitfalls, so that you can avoid the stumps and the potholes in the road, okay? I want you to listen closely to what this man said. We'll address this right after. And I think this is the same, it's 3 minutes and 34 seconds, so it's almost the same amount of time that the other clip was. Pay close attention to this. And don't answer your phones, don't click over, and you who are surfing on the URLs, please do not go to another page. Pay close attention.
Well, the really amazing thing about this election is that all of the elites in America, whether we're talking about the universities, the academy, the financial people on Wall Street, the captains of industry, certainly the mass media, television, almost all newspapers in the United States endorsed Hillary Clinton. Only two endorsed Donald Trump. Right down the line, the elite folks were on Hillary Clinton's side. I don't think there's any doubt about that. That was certainly true with most of the major networks, and even Fox News, which is usually in America the voice of very conservative white America, was somewhat divided on the issue. There was a lot of controversy. Not everybody at Fox even liked Donald Trump. The Republican Party was divided over Trump, and yet he won. And so I think the main factor has to do with the fact that America is reaching a tipping point. We are still a majority white Anglo-Saxon Protestant country. But the minority population, both from immigration and also from the growth of the African-American population, the growth of the Mexican-American population, the Latino population, those populations are growing very rapidly, and younger people tend to be much more liberal in their opinions than people my age. I'm probably 64 in January. And so all of these trends, are the demographic trends, are moving in the direction of the Democrats. And I think white America, that is folks who grew up in a nation that was controlled by white people, where decisions were made for white people, by white people, were starting to panic. And I think that panic became so profound that it drove them to the polls in numbers far exceeding anything that anybody had expected. At the same time, within the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, especially the New York office, there was a tremendous amount of opposition to Hillary Clinton, longstanding, goes back to her husband, Bill Clinton, when he was in office. And they got involved in the electoral process, and Mr. Comey, the director of the FBI, made this announcement that they were going to be investigating more emails. And whenever the emails came up, Hillary's approval rating dropped. I think probably if Comey had not intervened, Hillary would have squeaked out a very narrow victory. But it was so close in a lot of the swing states that just a few percentage points one direction or the other was going to turn it. So I think it really was white fear that drove this thing. We have a non-white electorate, we have the white electorate, and they are becoming more polarized all the time.
So let us address a few things that he said. He talked about panic, he talked about white fear, and he talked about a tipping point. You hear that on this show ad nauseum. We talk about this. Okay, now, before we address this, let's go back. I want you to remember what Mr. Lettman said, that he saw Hillary squeaking by with a very razor-inch win over Trump, unless Trump made a deal with the deep state. This is what he said. He said, no one gets elected or selected in America without the begging of the deep state. So we see Trump in office, and then you hear what this man just told you, a man who his whole life is dedicated to dealing with the process of the American electorate. And he's telling you, right, that Trump wins out of white fear, so there must have been a backdoor deal. And it was a razor-thin win, so you know that Mr. Lettman had some validity to what he was saying if somebody else comes back right after the election and tells you similar things, but only the difference is Lettman thought that Clinton would win, but Trump won. And this man says, how did Trump win? Even with all of the white people voting for him, it took the FBI to intervene and bring Hillary under charges. Remember what Lettman said, that the only way that the deep state would pick Trump as if Hillary was considered damaged goods, right? Right? Isn't that what he said? I want you to understand. Then this goes to your salvation, because they're trying to trick you. They're trying to put you in the midst. Don't get involved in this political system. It is corrupt as hell, and it is corrupt to the core. So if you have a leader that you're following that is telling you to get involved and become a participant in a system that is imploding upon itself, even the blind of the blind can see. But we're looking at something. This man made some comments that I must address. He says that when talking about the situation in America, he talks about the white fear, and he talked about, regardless of what America's doing, he first mentioned the African American, talking about black growing population. They're putting you in jail. They're flooding your communities with dope, flooding your communities with drugs. The murder rate has soared. Not only are we killing each other, but the police is doing assassination and blaming it on you. This is what's going on in Chicago. A lot of those murders around the country that are blamed on black people, a lot of that is being done by police mercenaries. And what they're doing, they're killing two and three birds with one stone. They dislike a certain person. They plant evidence on a person. They go kill somebody. Not only have they rid themselves of that person that they killed, but now they can take the person that they really were off the street, and then they can put the blame on black-on-black violence. This is the way this devil works. But you can't see. population in America, and the growing African-American population in America. White America has reached or is reaching the tipping point. We did a show about that, didn't we? And according to the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the words tipping point used together means the critical point in a situation, process, or system beyond which a significant and often unstoppable effect or change takes place. So he's telling you that the demographics in America are changing at such blinding speed and at such a lightning pace that white Americans fearing what they see. It is no longer a white-dominated nation. Look at Europe. Europe is facing the same thing as Muslims take over Europe. This is a demographic time bomb for the so-called Anglo-Christian West. And now they are fearing the consequences of their own deeds and policies because they know time is bringing about their fall, their collapse. If you look around, there was a UN report, and it was talking about the populations in Europe, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and America, and if, to put it bluntly, the Western world or the white world. And they were talking about that the white populations not only are not growing, but they're in decline. And while non-white populations are exploding, right, it is so bad that even President Putin had issued a decree in Russia that the government would help take care of families who have children because of the demographic time bomb. This is going on. Why? Do you ask the question, why? And why now? Because Yaqub can't go over to the seventh. And it is in his DNA. God put a ticking time bomb in the very DNA of them to prevent them from repopulating the earth after their limited time of rule. Are you understanding this? I hope you are. So, as America and as Europe and as Australia and New Zealand and Canada and all of the Western or white or Christian world reach this demographic time bomb or this tipping point, the fear continues to mount and grow. Again, to get an understanding of what is being said to you, let's go back and read that definition again. The critical point in a situation, process, or system beyond which a significant and often unstoppable effect or change takes place. So he says that. Then he goes and he says, so white America and the government is in a panic. Didn't Allah say that he would make them suffer excitement and fear and panic? Didn't the messenger say that in the end of America that God would smite them with that? Huh? So we're looking at the manifestation of prophecy. So the word panic, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, means of or relating to or resembling the mental or emotional state believed induced by the God pain. Of relating to or arising from a panic. A frenzy. Now, so we're looking at the white world in a frenzy. They're in a state of shock and dismay because all that they had is being stripped from them. Even their own identity. See, they stole our identity. So now God is ripping the lies away from them and throwing it in the dustbin of history. Isn't that something? So with this being said, and with us looking at the collapse of the power structure, the political system, the judicial system, the economic system, we got to go over and we got to start addressing this charade that is going on, this dollar system. And remember that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talks about the corruption, and we went into that on the last show. And as I told you, just like in Fall of America, he has this in message to the black man. This, a house doomed to fall, when he talks about the Christian West and how it is full of the worst crimes and practicing evils and indecencies to the fullest and seeking to practice them on other nations as well. These crimes are not limited to physical abuse. They're also mental. They're also economic. They're also political abuse. All, we're seeing it all, right? We're seeing it all in line with that chapter, a house doomed to fall. Is that not right? Is that not right? If it's not right, 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. I'll go to the line shortly. Keep your hands up, 424. I will get you. Let's go to, I want to say something to you. So, as we're seeing these things, let's go, let's flip back for a minute and mention to the black man since we're in here. Make America know her sin. This is what this show is about. Enlightening you and making America know her sin. Because without her being knowledgeable of the sins that she has committed, she can feign ignorance when God judges her. And God being a just judge, a just God, and the author of truth, is telling you one of your duties is to make America know her sins. And her sins are such that the Bible says that they have reached the nostrils and they stink in the nostrils of God. The mistreatment of you and I, the constant bombarding us with foolishness and sporting play and sexual innuendo and the madness of division between you and I. This is causing the downfall and collapse of America, which means the collapse of global power of the white man universally. I'm going to read this, but I want to tell you something. Why do you think Putin was happy that Donald Trump was selected? Why do you think Assad was smiling when Donald Trump was selected? Why do you think that around the world they were breathing a sigh of relief because they thought that they had beaten prophecy and that there would be no world war or there would be no wars? And that Donald Trump, on his campaign trail, he was talking sense about not going to war with Russia, not doing this and not doing it. Why do you think that? Because these leaders here around the world, they're no fools. They understand time and prophecy, and they know that war is inevitable, but they are trying to pace it. They're trying to push it back. They're trying to breathe a sigh of relief because they know what the scripture said, and they know that America's a rabid dog biting everybody. They know these things. They know that they must be dragged into these events of war, meaning they're not coming willingly. They don't want to fight America because they understand that America is the strongest pillar of American of white power globally. And when America falls, the whole house, the whole system collapses. And that means Russia is no longer a global power. That means the EU is no longer a significant global power. That means Canada has no relevance. Australia has literally no relevance. New Zealand has no relevance. So they're thinking if we have Trump and he lives up to what he's saying, we can push back the hands of prophecy and live another day. This is what they're thinking. But this is not so. You cannot beat the word of God. You can't beat prophecy. You can plot and plan, and it'll look good. Then they think it was like that when they brought down the Berlin Wall. What did Running them say? What did all the Gorbachev tear down this wall? Right? The Berlin Wall was taken down without one shot fired. Right? But the messenger said they must and will fight it out with all of the deadly weapons that their war scientists have perfected. Right? But economy will push it further and further together. I mean, closer and closer together. So we go to this, and then we'll go to a clip, and then after the clip, I'll come back to 424. Because I'm trying to hit this point home. In this chapter, Make America Know Her Sins, Muhammad writes, the doom of America approaches, and there are many people who do not really know why. There are also many who do not like to know. As I have always said, the truth hurts, especially the guilty. It is the express purpose of the coming of God, whose proper name is Allah, to make manifest the sins of a people who he would destroy, justifying his destruction of that people. Now, we are looking at America in all of her so-called glory. Always trumpeting peace and always just the breaker of the peace. Always talking about sovereignty and independence and always breaking up everybody else's sovereignty and independence. Always talking about live and let live while killing everybody that she sees in her sight. Is that not right? So if we're looking at this and we can point to it, taste it, touch it, see it, feel it, then we can prove without a shadow of a doubt that this nation called America is worthy of death. And so when the God judges America, he is worthy and he is just in bringing about her demise from different points. I want you to pay close attention to this. And now we'll see the corruption of America's own system, which is destroying the entire system that they set up. From the American system, it has spread to the American global system, or I should say the Anglo, but American controlled, so either or. It has metastasized, and the corruption and the evil is destroying it, brothers and sisters. I want you to listen to Mr. Rob Kirby. And again, you will hear throughout these clips with Mr. Rob Kirby, as I said, with Gregory Marino and all of the rest of them, all of them are looking at Trump as some type of savior, but this is not the case here. Prophecy will be fulfilled. But I just want you to look at the relevance of some of the things that they're saying about the corruption of the system and what they see coming. Pay close attention.
Thank you again, Greg.
My first question to you, and I just said, what am I going to ask? Well, what's going on in the markets? What, we had this big suck down in the market. We had this big vault up in gold, and then it all turned around. It's all peace, love, and happiness, and, oh, Trump's not going to be such a bad president after all. So what's going on in the markets?
Well, Greg, we don't have markets. We have interventions, and we have mass fraud being committed on a daily basis in what we colloquially call our capital markets. But our capital markets really have become really nothing more than a crime scene. So that's really the long and the short of it. And this was illustrated very, very clearly if you were paying attention to the detail on election night. As it became very clear that Hillary was not going to win the election, and indeed Trump was going to win the election, the markets immediately reacted. The Dow Jones futures were down over 800 points. Gold was up $70. But then, lo and behold, the market manipulators, or the adjunct to the U.S. Treasury, the Exchange Stabilization Fund, some people would refer to them as the Plunge Protection Team, they punched their cards and went to work, and over the ensuing 24 hours, they sold the equivalent of 2.5 years worth of global gold production into the paper markets to clobber the price of gold back down to manageable levels, and they went to work buying the stock index futures to goose the turn an 800 point down to a 261 point up. By the end of trading on Wednesday. So these were completely and utterly manufactured results. The hand of the managers of our all things financial was clearly at play. And to boot, I would say that this kind of activity, and it might sound a little bit like a broken record, but this is not sustainable stuff in the long run. There's no doubt in my mind we will see a collapse, but my feeling is that the timing isn't right for the collapse yet. And in saying that, I think what I'm really, really alluding to here is that they're very likely going to try and make things look like they're somewhat normal until Obama exits office. Obama is a globalist. The globalists control what we call markets, and the globalists aren't going to allow them to collapse until an unfriendly person to the globalists assumes the reins of power, at which point I would say there's a very, very, very strong chance that we will see the collapse, and big time. So,
why?
So you hear that they're giving Trump the benefit of the doubt, something that they didn't even give that old Negro Obama. But that's beside the point. I'm going to go to the 4 in just a second. You see, they know that America has been pushing off the collapse for a while. But the white man, he thinks that, I'm trying to put it in a term that the ignorant can hear. Because no matter what we say, you ignore what we're talking about. The white man believes that he is wiser than God. He believes that he can execute judgment against God. He believes that his system will rebound. He believes that if he has the right thinkers of the white world in the right position, and if he can transfer his gold and his silver to the right places, then he can overcome prophecy, and he can nullify all of the words of all of the prophets of old and defeat God. Now, they see the collapse coming. They know the collapse is underway, right? And now it's just blamed on some called globalists. Well, this is what they say, it's blamed on gold. No, the messenger said that it is the entire white race. Now, there are some who are in control, but the rest of them benefit from that control of those. I want to ask you something. Mr. Kirby, who gives you excellent information, was one of the founding fathers of the Rivets. He was one of the first, when they first started the Rivets, he's from Canada, he was one of the first ones to start it. Why wasn't he speaking about the corruption and the manipulation when he was making a lot of money, like doing that, when nobody knew about this trading of bonds and all of these derivatives back then? Why is Mr. Manarino doing that now when he didn't do it when he was making his millions back then? Why are all of these people suddenly talking about how corrupt, inherently corrupt the system is? And it is run by a few globalists. No, you are part of the system too. But you don't reveal that part. Even Mr. Paul Craig Roberts, who seems as though he's reading off the scripts of the Muhammad Speak newspaper, he too was a part and is a part of the system. Matter of fact, Paul Craig Roberts lives maybe about 45 minutes to an hour away from me. Yeah, Mr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, lives about 45 minutes to an hour away from me, down in Fort Walton, down in the Destin area, Fort Walton Destin area. But he was the founder of Reaganomics, that trickle-down economics that the black people never got a chance to experience. But today he's screaming with a loud voice, warning his brethren, warning his people that America is on the verge of collapse, that we're on the verge of war, that this thing is going to blow up. He wasn't doing it when he was under Reagan, was it? So something had to take place to force them to see the error of their ways. Now, we go to the fall of America, then I bring the brother in. I know it's 6 minutes, but brothers and sisters, would you please just give me a little bit more time? Please. Don't answer your phone. Just please give me a little bit more time. I want to go to the fall of America. And this is why I was telling you, don't get involved in the government. Don't get involved in the political scheme by the week, by the month. You can see it. He ain't playing. And you can't do nothing to stop the bum rush. Brothers and sisters, let me go to, before the time run out, because I want to come back to something. Let me go to 424. You want to start a question report with your cyberspace family? I said to my good brother, As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam, sir. Good morning to you, brother. And welcome back to the second show. It's beautiful to hear your voice again. And, brother, I know you referred on the last show. I'd just like to send condolences, beautiful brother, Brother Saladin, who unfortunately passed away, and send condolences to his family. And thank you, brother, for your strength and your courage to all of what you deal with. And secondly, brother, I'd like to say the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that all white people are devils. Whether it be Donald Trump, whether it be Hillary Clinton in office, their whole purpose is black superior white agenda over black people. So we cannot be deceived in this day and time and everyone rallying around Hillary Clinton thinking she's going to do a good job for the liberation of black people. Our hope is only in our leader and teacher, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and our God, Master Farid Muhammad. And I want to touch on something which you're speaking on of the time. In Messenger Elijah Muhammad's writing, the time and what must be done. The time is a teachings or a discussion among the people of the wicked and evil among the righteous is a subject that is never wanted. It is a dreaded subject for the wicked to hear one discuss his time of doom. This stands true throughout the ages. We take our subject from here from the Holy Quran and Bible, the time, chapter 103 of the Holy Quran in verse 2. Surely man is in loss. Man is in loss. He don't prepare for anything like the time of his doom. The nearer the time of his doom comes, the more evil he becomes, the more trouble he makes, the more disbelief that he have in the time of his doom. So I think it is more appropriate for me to use this subject with you, since you are living in the time and ending of the world that you and me has known, the time and ending of the wicked, the Caucasian world, the enemies of righteous, the murderers of prophets, the haters of truth and lovers of untruth, the great deceivers of the nations of the earth, the time of the ending. We also must know the time of the beginning. All praises are due to Allah, the Almighty God, the best knower, who came in the person of Master Farid Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever. I can never do enough in return for the blessings of this mighty one's presence and teachings who came in our midst and made known to us that the end hath arrived, who made known to us the beginning of time of this world. The world is mentioned of its beginning and end in Genesis and Exodus. The time that this world will rule the righteous is mentioned in Exodus chapter 35 and 2 and Deuteronomy 5, 13, and 14. 6 days shall work be done. This is speaking to the race that we call Caucasian or white race, or the enemies of righteousness, or the great arch deceivers of the people, the aboriginal people, that they shall work, their work shall be done in 6 days. Every day mentioned here is 1,000 years. Each one represents 1,000 years. So Almighty God Allah has taught me. But on the seventh day or on the 7,000th year, there shall be to you, think over this, and holy a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. Let us remember this a holy day, a day of rest for the Lord. Rest from your evil, troublemaking, and deceiving and murdering the righteous throughout the earth. For their righteous doings will hinder, which hinder you from the people believing and following your evil and murderous ways. It will be a Sabbath of rest to the Lord, and if you work in that day or on that day, you shall be put to death. You cannot do your work of evil in the 7,000th year after your 6,000th. For God and the righteous kill you for upsetting the peace out of a day that is not yours, and a time in which you are not permitted to make trouble to deceive the people anymore. That day, that 1,000th year, sometimes referred to as the 1,000-year millennium, will be for God to work in, not for you. He will put you to death in that day, find you working, troubling the peace of the righteous, as you have done for the last 6 days, 6,000 years, and that you shall not have any maidservants or manservants, nor an ox or any burden-bearing beast working for you. No more shall thy rule over the people. No more shall thy have rule over the fish of the sea or over the animals and beasts of the earth or fowls of the air. Your rule will be ended on the 6th day. 6 days shall work, and 6 days it shall be done. This is Exodus, the 35th chapter, second verse. Thank you, brother. I just wanted to read that for your listeners and continue on. May Allah be with you, brother. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you, my brother. As-salamu alaykum. Brothers and sisters, I want to address that. And see, this goes right back. This is why the white man is catching hell. Everywhere. Everywhere. Everywhere that he goes, he's catching hell. Everything that he touches is turning to body waste. Everything. Now, with that said, this shows us that he is not going over to the seventh, because the messenger said that at the end of the rule of the white world, he would be a loser, and everything that he touches would be a failure. Look at Libya. Look at the situation in Africa. Look at the situation in the Middle East. Look at how he tried to turn the situation in Asia, and now Asia has swung against him. Look at the situation in South and Central America, how he tried to overcome these people. But now they're removing the semblance of imperialism. This is a very beautiful day and a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'm going to go to the phone line real quick. I know the time is limited. I want to let the Brother Rashid say what he has to say, then I'm going to come and address this and wrap this thing up and give the last farewell to our good brother, Brother Saladin. So let me give Brother Rashid As-salamu alaykum.
As-salam, brother. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about yourself? You there? Your brother must have been cut off. All praise due to Allah. That's what the devil does. He cuts you off. But anyway, I want to address a few things. So I had been preoccupied. I had to fulfill certain things. Brother Saladin made sure he was, brother, let me tell you something. You stay focused on the message. I don't care what it looks like, what happens, what goes on. You stay focused on the messenger, and you do what you know your duty is to do. You know, the brother was an example in life, and he showed me an example of how to take it to the grave. He didn't fear death. The brother told me, face to face, brother, I don't fear death. I fear displeasing my Lord and Savior. That's all I fear. Nothing can be done to me. He said, brother, and if this devil threatens you for what you're doing and threatens to take your life, you stand up to that devil. And what can he do to you after death? Huh? And if you're killed or you die, he can't say that he killed you. You laid down your life for the cause of truth. You laid down your life for the liberation of your people. You laid down your life in the submission of the one God who has come to deliver an entire people across the planet Earth. He says to me, you stand strong, my brother. And I say to you, if the devil comes and the devil threatens to take my life, I'll stand up and say, Mr. Devil, after you kill me, what else can you do? And if he responds, I'll rebut him and say, when he says to me, do you have any last regrets? I say, Mr. Devil, I do. My last regret, my only regret, is that after you kill me, I don't have 999 more lives for you to take for the deliverance of my people. And in the spirit of the messenger, backed by the power of his God. Brothers and sisters, I want to say to you this day, this time, we send a farewell salute to our brother, Brother Saladin, who stood shoulder to shoulder with some of the strongest brothers for the liberation of black America. So we play the song that he wanted to play to you. We're going to play this song, and he said, tell the people, I love them. I love my people. He said, brother, I saw that fire that sparked in you, and I know you love your people. I know you love Master Farad Mun. I know you love that. He said, but right now you're just a little misguided. I'm going to give you the history, the true history of the nation. I would take him to task on everything he said. The brother would tell you that. And he said, brother, after I give you this, you're going to turn from a spark into a flame of fire. And nobody, I mean nobody, going to be able to handle you. He said, because you're sincere. And you truly love the messenger's teaching. So, with that said, when we look at the situation at hand, and I thank the brother, everything that brother has told me has panned out. Nothing that these other Negroes who claim to follow the messenger have said has panned out. None of them can go into the depths of what I'm talking about. None of them can prove what they're saying. Look at me. I'm on the air daily defending the messenger's teachings, telling you if you can challenge it, come on. Not behind closed doors, and then you have these little booty poot niggas behind the scenes. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Have all of this madness to say, don't you understand, brothers and sisters, this is the devil in your mind? When you see a brother standing up with truth and you're trying to undermine him, that brother, such and such, you can't find fault, so you make fault with the brother. Well, maybe the brother didn't call me back. Well, that brother ain't gonna call me back. Hell, I got a family. I gotta take care of people in my household. I got things to do like you do. But you're not understand. But you got all the patience in the world with your slave master. But a brother who stands up on the truth in honor of the message of God and in the power of Almighty God telling the whole world to tell, you don't have patience for that. You can come up with all types of lies with that brother. You don't have no understanding for that. That shows me that you have the level of the understanding of either a child or a brute beast. All that matters is what I want, not what matters with the whole entirety of the people. If it don't happen for me, to hell with that nigger, to hell with them brothers. It's the mind of an uneducated fool. This is the mind of a ill-tempered child, like the messenger says. That's what a child thinks. When the baby is crying and the other baby is crying, and you give one baby the bottle, he don't care, he shuts up, he don't care about the cry of the other baby, because his mind is not developed in such a way that he cares about the baby yet. It's you. And I ask you all, instead of you going behind closed doors, 347-989-0855, this is no threat. What I'm saying to you, if you believe that and so strong in what you have, put it on the table. Let's throw all the cards out there. Stop punking around and all this stuff behind closed doors. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. I know it looks easy, and I know it looks like you can come in the kitchen and cook, but I'm going to tell you this. When you get here, it's over 1,000 degrees, and it's hot. Ain't nothing to be played with, brothers and sisters, because I take what I do seriously, and I'm sincere, and I'm passionate about it, and I do my research. You understand? And I'm able, by the grace of God, through the messenger, to defend Elijah Muhammad on any subject. Not talking about just geopolitics, anything. Bring it to me and let's do this thing. But you jealous of that, so you go behind. Don't you know you undercutting God? When you know a brother telling you the truth. You know a brother standing on the truth, and you go by whispering because of your pettiness. Oh, that brother lying, sir. Well, if I'm lying, prove it. Come on the air. Where did I lie to you? And you got some of these brothers who will call you, and they'll call you, and you answer their questions, right? They'll call you again, you answer the question. He said, brother, sister, did you listen to the show? Yeah, but I want to, no, go back and listen to, stop being lazy and go listen to the show. You asking me the same questions that I just answered. I don't have time for that. The time is short and limited. I'm one person with one vehicle to try to get everybody to the destination, right? But your limited understanding prevents you from seeing that. So you go and make my, but you can't defeat this too. I'm telling you, I'm not going to be like y'all. I'm not no punk. I don't say this behind closed doors. I'm telling you this live on air. You can't do nothing with this. You cannot do nothing with this. I don't care if you're a minister. I don't care if you're a peon. You can't do nothing with this. I can guarantee you that. Because this is the time. And if you feel froggy, leave. 347-989-0855. This is nothing to brag about. This is how confident I am in what has been taught to me. I have the truth. The truth of Almighty God Allah. And I'm not going to flinch. Why the hell am I going to flinch when I got the truth and I know doggone well you don't know what you're talking about? It's some stuff that I can teach you, brothers, that I haven't taught about what took place prior to the deportation of the moon. The composition of the black man prior to the deportation of the moon. Stuff that you've never heard before. But the time for that is not yet because you have not yet digested what you have before you. You see? So this is a time unlike any other time, brothers and sisters. And I'm trying to get you to understand. But you don't like that. So you say, well, I got to go do this, and I got to get these brothers. Brother, I got to go get that brother. You don't understand Scripture. I'm going to read something to you before we go up there, and we're going to do this. Because this is in memory of the great Brother Saladin for his sacrifice. And the brother taking hours, and I'm talking about hours with the brother so much day and night. Then his daughters thought I was their brother. They accepted me as their brother. I was there being day and night with the brother. 17 years old. So let's look at this. The messenger says this. He says, my God has not struck out after you 100%. When he does, you won't go to hell with them. You're going to remember this talk, and you're going to come back to Elijah and shake my hand and say, Mr. Muhammad, I'm with you. I know you're going to do that. I don't care what you believe in now. You can believe in Buddhism. It doesn't make any difference to me. There's a time. See, this is the thing that I keep going back and forth. And if the people just listen, they'll have satisfaction of mind. They'll have peace. Listen to what Muhammad says. There is a time set when Allah is going to force you to believe in what I teach. You are not going to get away with running away to some other god. No. Allah is going to make you bow to him. Now, if there's a set time, then that, just like you have a set time to go to your job, God has a set time for some people to believe. Now, I don't care how much you talk to the people. If that set time has not come, they will not believe. The Quran tells you, even if all of the signs of the heavens and the earth was revealed to them and sent down to them, they would not believe, save it please Allah. So some of you are working yourselves up in a condition of madness trying to save people whom you have no power to save. Your duty is the deliverance of the message, clear and plain, and being a representative of that message. Brothers and sisters, this is what I've learned. And this is why I love my people so much. And this is why we give a final salute to our brother, Brother Saladin Mahdi Muhammad, a super fruit, a brother who was in the crack fruit, a brother who stayed focused on Elijah Muhammad. Thank you. brother loved you in life and he wanted to convey to love you in death. One final salute, an eternal salute to our super soldier, Brother Saladin. You are missed and we love you, my brother. As-salamu alaykum.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.